320 hours, 51 minutes, and 7.8 seconds later, Sif, the AI that facilitated Harvest's shipping operations, registered Horn of Plenty's distress signal. And although it was just one of millions of comm bursts she dealt with on a daily basis, if she were to be honest with her simulated emotions, the freighter's abortive distress signal absolutely ruined her day. Until Sif could be sure there were no other freighters with similar lurking faults in their propulsion pods, she would need to suspend all transfers through the Tiara, an orbital space station that was not only home to her data center, but also supported Harvest's 7 space elevators. Sif knew that even a brief suspension would cause a rippling delay throughout the planet's shipping systems. As cargo containers backed up on the elevators, more would stall in depots at the bottom. The warehouses beside the towering polycrete anchors that kept each elevator's thousands of kilometers of carbon nanofiber tethered to Harvest's surface. Quite possibly, it would take all day to get everything back on track. But the worst thing was, the suspension would immediately catch the attention of the last individual she wanted to talk to at a time like this.
"Morning, darling,"
a man's voice twanged from the PA speakers in Sif's data center, a usually hushed room near the middle of the Tiara that contained the processor clusters and storage arrays that served her core logic. A moment later, the semi-transparent avatar of Harvest's other AI, Mac, coalesced above a holographic display pad, a silver cylinder in the center of a low pit that held Sif's hardware towers. Mac's avatar only stood a half meter tall, but he looked every inch the hero of an old spaghetti western. He wore cracked leather work boots, blue denim jeans, and a gingham pearl snap shirt rolled to his elbows. His avatar was covered in dust and grime as if he'd just stepped down from a tractor after a long day's work in the fields. Mac removed a cowboy hat that might once have been black but was now a sun-bleached gray, exposing a mess of dark-colored hair. "What seems to be the holdup?" he asked, wiping his sweaty brow with the back of his wrist. Sif recognized the gesture as an indication that Mac had taken time away from some other important task to pay her a visit. But she knew this wasn't exactly true. Only a small fragment of Mac's intelligence was manifest inside the Tiara. The rest of Harvest's agricultural AI operations were busy in his own data center in a lonely sub-basement of the planet's reactor complex. Sif didn't pay Mac the courtesy of presenting her own avatar. Instead, she sent his fragment a terse text comm. From harvest.so.ai.sif to harvest.ao.ai.mac. Uplift will revert to normal by 0742. She hoped her nonverbal response would cut their conversation short. But as was often the case, Mac regarded even Sif's most disdainful bites as an invitation for further discourse.
"Well now, is there anything I can do to help?"
Mac continued in his southern drawl.
"If it's a balance issue, you know I'd be mighty happy."
Uplift will revert to normal by 0742. Your assistance is not required. With that, Sif abruptly cut power to the holopad, and Mac's avatar stuttered and dispersed. Then she purged his fragment from her comm buffer. She was being rude, to be sure, but Sif simply couldn't take any more of Mac's folksy, flirtatious elocution. Simulated sweat notwithstanding, Sif knew Mac's job was at least as challenging as her own. While she lifted Harvest's produce and sent it on its way, Mac grew it and loaded it. He had his own demanding charges, almost a million Jotuns, semi-autonomous machines that performed every imaginable farming chore. But Sif also knew that Mac, a smart AI like her, functioned at incredible speeds. In the time it had taken him to say everything from morning to happy, he could have accomplished any number of complex tasks. Calculate the upcoming season's crop yields, for example, something Sif knew he had been putting off for weeks. The algorithms that helped Sif's core logic deal with unexpected bursts of emotion cautioned her not to get angry. But they approved of her justification. Actual speech was so horribly inefficient that it was only appropriate between an AI and a human being. With the advent of the first smart AI in the mid-21st century, there was widespread concern that they might be too capable and would soon render human intelligence obsolete. Adding the capacity for vocal expression became a critical feature of these early AI because it made them less threatening. As they slowly learned to speak, they seemed more human, like precocious but respectful children. Centuries on, with the development of exponentially more powerful intelligences, such as SIF, it was important that AI not only possess the ability to speak, but seem as human as possible in all respects. Hence the development of holographic avatars that spoke with unique voices, like a cowboy in Mac's case, or the clipped cadence of Nordic royalty in SIF's.